Support for Living on Earth comes from listeners like you. Please make a gift online at loe.org or call 800-893-3377 right now. And thanks.
It's Living on Earth. I'm Jeff Young. When President Obama signed the Economic Recovery Act 6 months ago, he wanted to improve the environment as well as the economy. Billions of stimulus dollars poured into clean energy, mass transit, and of course the popular Cash for Clunkers program. Most stimulus spending on transportation, however, is less environmentally friendly. Old-fashioned roads and highways. But Edmundston, Maryland, a small working-class town just outside of Washington, is putting Recovery Act money into an innovative project to green its mean streets. Mayor Adam Ortiz says Edmundston's main drag, Decatur Street, is noisy, hostile to pedestrians, and prone to flash flooding.
Our town straddles the Anacostia River, which runs through northeast and southeast Washington, D.C., flows into the Potomac, and ultimately into the Chesapeake Bay. The Anacostia is kind of the forgotten river of our region, and it's the one that's actually closest to the people. The Potomac is a beautiful river, but it's primarily a rural river that comes out of West Virginia and western Maryland. But the Anacostia flows through communities and is truly the nation's urban river.
And sounds like, from time to time, Edmundston gets a little too much of the Anacostia.
Well, it's funny you say that. We straddle the Anacostia, and for years we've struggled with terrible flooding. But this is kind of the interesting part, Jeff. Our flooding does not come from the river. It comes from the storm water that flows off of parking lots and roads and highways and rooftops from this region trying to get to the Anacostia River. All of our flooding is completely man-made. So that's part of the reason that we decided to try to be more environmentally responsible in our little corner of the world here.
Great. Let's take it to the streets.
All right. Sounds good. Edmundston was incorporated in 1924. The reason that we were incorporated was to build a bridge across the Anacostia River. Our slogan is that we're a bridging community, both literally in that bridge across the river, but also that we're a working class town where people get their start in America. Our history is just rich with working folks getting a leg up and building a better life for their children here. And it's a hot and humid day here in metropolitan Washington with the sounds of cicadas around us. Okay, right now we're at the corner of 52nd Avenue and Decatur Street. This is right on the Green Street. It's going to look very different 6 months from now.
What's wrong with Decatur as it is now?
Well, what's wrong with it is it's basically just a regular old street. And in watershed areas, particularly ours here in the Chesapeake Bay, a lot of the pollution comes from stormwater mismanagement. That means that when the rain falls and rain comes down on hard surfaces, it washes all the pollutants off of our roads and our streets and our parking lots into the concrete stormwater system underground and into our rivers. So the street now is just a very wide asphalt boulevard, and we're going to transform it into a new kind of main street that's 100% environmentally responsible.
Well, how do you do that?
Okay, well, there's a few things we're going to do, and we think about it from top to bottom. From the top of the tree canopy to the very, very bottom of the stormwater system underground, and I'm going to kind of take us through layer by layer. Now, at the top, we need to improve our tree canopy here. We need to have bigger trees, native growth trees, to reduce the heat island effect in a lot of urban areas and also increase the amount of birds and bats that can live in this area to be natural predators for mosquitoes and other insects that are a problem and nuisances here.
You're hopeful that you're going to have people moving on two wheels instead of four more often, yeah?
Yeah, that's exactly right. We'll be building out bike paths, and actually those bike paths will be made with a special sort of brick that's engineered to absorb water. So the stormwater will actually fall through the bricks into our filtration system underneath the street. So it will be bike-friendly, it'll be environmentally friendly, and it won't look too bad either.
Now, I can hear a lot of traffic roaring by there. I guess the goal is you want to slow them down?
Yeah, we want to slow them down. We're going to prohibit big trucks from being on the street. That's not just a safety hazard, but it does beat up the street quite a bit and also makes it a little less safe. And, you know, of course, the emissions coming from trucks are much greater and much worse than than smaller vehicles for our residents here. So we're going to narrow the street, which means that we'll have more room to increase the tree boxes, which are the green areas along the side. And this kind of gets to the most important feature. Those green areas are going to actually be natural rain garden filtration systems. There'll be a number of layers of different types of sedimentation and rock and gravel on the bottom for the filter, and on the top, native plants and trees that will absorb pollutants as well. So the water going up through the vegetation or down through the water table will be made clean again before it goes into the river, if it does at all.
So you're going to slow down that runoff problem.
Right, exactly. So it's going to keep areas in our town from getting overwhelmed by the effects of flash storms, which is certainly a problem these days. But it's also just going to keep rainwater where it lands, for the most part. That water will hit the ground and then drip into the ground like it did 100 years ago before this pavement was here.
From the treetops right down to the subsoil, you're basically rethinking how the water moves, how the traffic moves, how the people move.
Yeah, that's exactly right. I mean, everything is 100% interconnected. You know, the way we build our streets affects the way that we behave, the way we drive, the way we walk, the way we interact. So every piece is significant, and, you know, we're doing our best to look at it as a whole. These are the veins, the arteries of our community. You know, we want to give them the best attention that we possibly can in the most responsible way.
And do we have an idea of what will be the effect on the Anacostia River? It sounds to me like in addition to doing good for Edmundston, you're going to do some good downstream.
We think so. The Anacostia River is not swimmable, it's not fishable, and certainly not drinkable. And when the street is complete, we're going to cut off our contribution to that problem. And we hope it will make a small difference, but we hope over time that other towns and cities will do the same and will have a bigger impact.
So you want other towns, and not just big towns, to be able to do the same thing?
Absolutely. You know, we hope that if our little working class town here can do this, anybody can do this. You know, we're a pickup truck town. Most of the homes have two bedrooms and one bathroom, but that doesn't mean that we can't be environmentally responsible.
Adam Ortiz, mayor of Edmundston, thanks very much for the tour of your town.
Thank you so much for your interest, and steal our ideas, everybody out there.
Well, for details on how Edmundston is greening its streets, check out our website, loe.org.